Even in his strongest phase as a cubist painter, Picasso was still a foreigner. That revolt against classical beauty was seen as yet another betrayal of France, and not, as sophisticated dealers such as Kahnweiler sensed, a revolution in modernity. Picasso obtained, perhaps, one of the highest achievements of the Cubist Revolution in 1910 with Le Sacré-Cœur, a small oil-on-canvas that tells a story. The artist had left the Bateau Lavoir and moved into a flat on Boulevard de Clichy. In this new studio, through a large glass roof, he could see the Sacré-Cœur church, which dominated the Put Montmartre. As if to reach the pinnacle of cubism, Picasso painted the monument as he saw it and cut it into cylinders and cubes with all the sides on the same plane, that of the canvas. In this way, he answered the question that had been nagging at him since the phase close to Cézanne. How to represent a three-dimensional object as objectively as possible on a two-dimensional surface without resorting to classical techniques such as perspective and the law of proportions? Here the image is still legible, the church dome emerging from the geometric mass, but the image would become less and less so until 1912, the apogee of analytical cubism.